everyone. I'm Hal Eisner, and this is Fox 11 News In Depth. Today, we're focusing on the disabled community. This often overlooked group is getting some major attention in Hollywood. In fact, this is the 10th year of a unique filmmaking contest intended to make the entertainment industry more inclusive. Joining us to talk about that is disabled comedian, actor, and producer Nick Novicki. He's the guy behind the creation of the Disability Film Challenge. Welcome, Nicky. Good to see you. And I just changed your name from Nick to Nicky. I hope you don't mind. You can call me Hallie if you want to.
I love it.
One thing about it is he's a comedian. I try to be, but not on TV.
Hallie, Nicky. I mean, I feel like we should have our own show.
We could. Look, talk about this disability competition, this thing that you support and you're actively involved in.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. It's an honor to be here. And as you said, this is the 10th anniversary of the Easter Sales Disability Film Challenge. And what it is, it's a filmmaking competition where over the course of 5 days, filmmakers from around the world write, shoot, edit, and complete a 1 to 5 minute film that has somebody with a disability in front of or behind the camera.
Now, you just hosted the most recent one.
Yeah, we just had it at Sony Pictures Studios. It was our 10th annual award ceremony. And, you know, really, I've been very lucky in my career. I've been in over 40 TV shows and movies. I've gotten the chance to work with Martin Scorsese, the Farley brothers. But the majority of my work has been self-driven, with me writing and producing, creating my own content. And 10 years ago, I looked around and I said, why aren't more people with disabilities creating their own content? Roughly 1 in 4 Americans has a disability. That's a CDC study that just released that. Yet we're the most underrepresented group in Hollywood.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think, one, it just people weren't thinking about us. There wasn't enough exposure, and there was a stigma. And so, ultimately, I didn't want to just sit and wait for Hollywood to just come to us. I said, let's make our own content. So with the film challenge, this was an opportunity for people to, you know, be a gangster or the romantic lead or all these cool opportunities that didn't just revolve solely on their disability.
And this year's winner was something called Rain in My Head. What was that and what did the winner get?
Sure. So this year, the winner of Best Film, Best Director, and Best Actor was Rain in My Head. And it was a really unique film. The genre this year, because every year there's a different genre. So for this year, it was a special year. It was the 10th anniversary. We decided to do the romance genre. And so for this film, Rain in My Head, they won 3 awards. So I'll be honest, we'd never seen that before. That was a clean sweep.
That must have been incredible for the folks who were there.
It really was. And what's so cool about this movie, it's all about the deaf experience. 2 leads are deaf women. And the film was directed by a deaf woman, Christine Marshall.
And is this done in ASL?
So it's done through speaking and in speaking through ASL.
American Sign Language.
Absolutely. And it's its own language and its own community. And, you know, speaking of community, one thing that's been so cool is the disability community has had so much pride in the film challenge and in what we're doing. And so have all the film challenge participants.
And I want to talk about that for just a second, because this is Disability Pride Month. And I don't think we've heard too much about Disability Pride Month. This isn't new, is it?
No. Well, really, you know, it goes back to the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act. And that was legislation that made it so that people with disabilities were able to be productive members of society and laws protect us so that we're able to live, work, and ultimately be the best we can be and through those protections. And really that all spawned through the pride and the love within the disability community. There's a movie called Crip Camp, which is the story of Judy Heumann, disability rights advocate who passed away this year. She was actually a film challenge judge. And that movie, Crip Camp, I highly recommend all of you to watch it. It's truly a love letter to the disability community. And we're very honored that the director of that movie, the co-director, Jim LeBrec, is actually a judge for the film challenge.
Do you think that Hollywood is becoming more inclusive?
I think so. I truly, you know, look, I created the Easter Seals Disability Film Challenge 10 years ago, okay? And I've been in the entertainment industry for over 20 years. You know, the challenge has grown year after year. You know, the first year we had a couple films, and then more films, and then more. And then I partnered with Easter Sales Southern California in 2017, and it exploded. To date, we've had over 600 films that have been created from around the world. And this is ultimately people with disabilities taking their career in their own hands, telling their stories. And guess what? The entertainment industry is coming to us on a regular basis. They're bringing people in for opportunities in front of and behind the camera. And it's because of the pride.
You know, sometimes it's just hard to get into this business. And if you're disabled, and as you point out, for some, there may be a stigma out there. What drove you? What drove you? Was it your passion? Was it your incredible desire? And what would you say others who might be watching out there should learn from that?
Sure. So for me, one, I'm just not patient. You know, when I got in and started doing stand-up comedy, that's something that I was able to do every night.
It's like you're always on coffee.
You're always on coffee. You're always ready to go. And right. For me, it was once I started to get into acting, I didn't want to wait and just say, okay, I'm going to get one or two auditions, you know, a year or for to be put in this box. Let me create my own content. So really, I started to create my own content as a means for me to get opportunities. And then when I saw that and I saw the success and that it was leading to these opportunities where people were able to go, you know what? You actually would be cool as a gangster. And then next thing I know, I'm on The Sopranos and then Boardwalk Empire. So having your own content puts you in a position to get those opportunities. So I highly recommend all of you out there, if you have a disability, take advantage of the opportunity to go to disabilityfilmchallenge.com. Enter next year when we open up registrations, but you can watch all the films. We do year-round workshops, seminars. And I got to say, you know, the entertainment industry has been so supportive. We are sponsored by some of the biggest entertainment studios, networks, Fortune 500 companies, Adobe, Dell Technologies, the Golden Globe Awards.
It's a big deal.
You know, SAG-AFTRA, Sony Pictures, Netflix, Amazon Prime, you know, these opportunities are there. Paramount, you know, the industry wants you. So whether you have a disability or whether you don't, get involved.
And this video we're looking at right now is the award ceremony that you hosted. And I know from having attended, you know, these sort of award ceremonies before, they can be inspiring as you are, and they can drive people to want to go to greater heights. And so thank you so much for being here. Thank you for what you've done for the community. And, you know, and I think, you know, say that website again for everybody to know.
So go to disabilityfilmchallenge.com. It'll link you to our YouTube page. You can see all of our incredible films, the winning films, all the films. You could go to the success story tab.
I'll do every one of those. We're going to have to scoot here. Coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, a nonprofit organization that not only helps disabled dogs, but lets those dogs share their love and joy of life with kids and disabled adults. We meet some unstoppable dogs right after this break. Don't go away. That was really interesting.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Yeah.
So much there. I can't tell you how much. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. I'm Hal Eisner. When it comes to those who suffer from disabilities, the burden can sometimes be as much emotional as physical. So finding hope, positivity, and inspiration can be a real game changer. That's where these guys come in, a pack of disabled dogs who radiate love, joy, and enthusiasm to everyone they meet. And of course, the woman who is, shall we say, the leader of the pack. Let's welcome Debbie Pearl, who's got a little friend with her right there named Stevie. Do I have that right?
Yes, this is little Stevie.
Hey, Stevie. And Debbie is the president and founder of Dreamfetchers. Thanks for being with us, both of you. And you're an animal trainer, right?
I am, yes.
How did Dreamfetchers get started? How did that arise?
Dreamfetchers got started back in, actually, a little bit before 2005, when I did a charity event for the St. Jude's Children's Hospital in Memphis. And seeing the power that these dogs had with the children, it was just, I think I just had an epiphany that this is what I was meant to do. Yeah, I could just see that human-animal bond, the connection was so powerful.
It's amazing that when you feel that thing, I'll just share a private moment here. We've had my little dog on before. But when I went to the rescue to see if there was a dog for me, I looked at this dog and I said, you look like a dog that needs a human, and I'm a human that needs a dog. Let's go. And sometimes you have these epiphanies when it comes to animals. You can't talk to them very well, and they certainly don't talk back. But you do have these moments of connection somehow. And describe your nonprofit for us. Give us a little information on your nonprofit.
Well, Dream Fetchers is an organization. We do a lot of different things. We have a rescue division, but we also have an outreach program. And the outreach program is what I'm heavily involved in. And that outreach program now has evolved over the years to using my pack of disabled dogs to inspire and bring hope to individuals that need it, whether they be, you know, children with disabilities, adults with disabilities, just everyday people that might need some hope. These dogs provide that.
Where do these dogs come from?
You know, the dogs are rescued from, some of them from all over the world.
And who cares? Who takes care of them?
Well, I take care of all of them.
All of them?
So, yes. So I take care of every single one. And they've all come from, like I said, as far as Egypt. And, they're just amazing, amazing dogs. They just have been through a lot in their lifetime, but they give back so much more, and they inspire and have been bringing hope to so many people.
They're support dogs. They're there to be supportive in so many ways. And when you say all of them, how many is all of them that you have?
Well, we've got six, and we just brought in Stevie, this little cutie. He's our newest little unstoppable dog. And, you know, these unstoppable dogs are the ambassadors to my organization. They're the voice to what we do, and they shine in every way.
We saw some video of them working with the Easter Seals organization earlier this year. What makes dogs so special in these efforts? And talk about that Easter Seals connection for us.
Well, the Easter Seals, we started working with the Easter Seals this year, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience. The organization is amazing, and these dogs have been able to come into different Easter Seals around Southern California, and they just bring so much joy to the people that are there, and they just have such a great time. The dogs get a chance to interact one-on-one with all the people that are there. And we just kind of let them loose into the space, and the dogs just do what they do best. And that's just give love to everybody. And then I think a lot of the individuals that come to the Easter Seals, they feel inspired, and they see these dogs never give up, and they keep pushing forward, and it gives them that hope to do the same thing.
You know, I sort of wonder how dogs, your trainer, how they are sort of trained to be your extra arm, your extra brain, your support, friend, somebody who's going to pick up where you can't. How do you do that?
Well, dogs are magical, and some dogs have that ability to be able to read what people need, and all of these dogs are really exceptional, and they're able to just, they know who needs something at that moment in time. They're all therapy dogs through my organization. And Stevie's our newest one. Like I said, he's on that path very soon. Yeah. But the rest of these dogs have just, they've gone through our program, and they...
Tell me about that dog we're just seeing there on the walking around that track. Because dog looked like it was disabled itself.
Oh, yes. So all of the dogs we have are disabled. They have different disabilities. Some have spinal injuries. Now, this particular dog that you're seeing, his name is Elliot. He's from Egypt. He is a quad amputee. He's one of very few in the world that have four prosthetic limbs. And, you know, all these dogs have suffered abuse, but they have all come through and are able now to give back from that.
Now you're on Instagram, right? So tell us how we find your organization, and because I'd like to learn a little bit more about it myself.
So on Instagram, and actually all the different platforms, Facebook and TikTok, we are at the Unstoppable Dogs. So you can go to those pages and you could scroll through and you can see all these dogs in action. You can see the work that we do. We also have a link tree, which has other links to like my nonprofit, which is Dream Fetchers. We also have a page for that well. But they can go to our website from our link tree, which is in our profile.
All right, very good.
Or they can just send me a message. You know, Absolutely. We try to answer everybody's questions, and people could feel free to reach out if they want help or need to have a question.
All right, We're the here. Unstoppable Debbie Pearl, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Continued success with your program, and we'll talk again. Coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, a mother's love and frustration were the motivations behind an invention of a new way to shop. Coming up after the break, we take a look at Caroline's cart and why it could be a game changer for parents with disabled kids. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. I'm Hal Eisner. You know, there's an old saying that necessity is the mother of invention, and in this case, a mother is the mother of invention. Let's bring in our next guest, Rue Long. She came up with this invention to help her disabled daughter, Caroline. It's called Caroline's Cart. And good to see you. Thanks for being with us, Rue. And I can't wait to hear this story. How did you come up with this thing? What is it? What does it do? Fill in the blanks.
So, yes, I have three children, and my middle child is completely disabled. She has Rett, R-E-T-T syndrome, doesn't walk, doesn't talk, and that's how I used to go to the grocery store. There are shopping carts out there for just about every people group. And I was having to bring in Caroline's wheelchair and pull and push the buggy. And it was just very frustrating. And I thought, well, if there are different shopping carts created for older people or the fun toddler carts, certainly there's a cart for those with disabilities. And lo and behold, there was not. So literally, I drew what I thought was needed and that would work for Caroline and other disabled children on a napkin one day years ago. And the rest, I guess you would say, is history.
You know, all of my little invention ideas that I wrote down on napkins are in trash cans somewhere. But, I think that what you've come up with is pretty spectacular. I mean, this is good for anybody who has a child in a similar situation. So just describe that for me. This is kind of a thing within a cart. Describe that again for me.
Yeah, it's just, I really just took out the toddler seat. We all know what a traditional cart looks like, and just put a bigger seat. So, you know, it wasn't electronic. It wasn't anything that was just nothing techie at all. It just allowed an older disabled child or an older adult with disabilities to participate in something that typical children can do. We all should be out in the community, even those with disabilities. And that's what Carolyn Clark, you know, it allows the family to stay together. I don't have to hire a babysitter anymore. I don't have to come home and drop her off anymore. If I'm out and I need to go to the grocery store, I can now go with my daughter.
You know, it doesn't seem like a complicated idea. I wonder why nobody came up with this before.
If I had a nickel for every time I heard that, it's really an aha moment for people that see it. It's like, well, why aren't we everywhere? And, you know, I've been doing this the first carts hit the mark years ago, but I'm still fighting. Believe it or not, there are retailers that we present sales to and they say no.
And why? Well, what's their reason for saying no?
Honestly, they will say they can't afford it, yet they all have the electric scooters, which are 2 to 3 times the cost. So they are just not educated enough in the world of disabilities. You don't know what you don't know. If a store is going to have 3 to 5 electric scooters, there is no reason why they should not have a Caroline's cart.
And doesn't all of this come down to education? Isn't that why we sort of have a Disability Pride Month? It's an opportunity for us to all learn something that maybe we don't really know a lot about.
100%. But it is still just very frustrating. It's we are nationwide. You know, Carolyn's card is in every single Target nationwide. You may have seen it at your local Target, but it is still a fight. And that is what is, you know, I appreciate shows like this because we need to raise awareness. You know, I listen to your other guests, and the disability community is literally the invisible population. We are one in four. I heard another guest say that. One in 26 families in the United States has a child with a disability. So there is not a community or a grocery store manager that can say, I don't need this. They do need it. And it is frustrating to families when they see the variety of carts. They'll go and request a Caroline's cart, and the manager's like, yeah, we just don't need that.
You know, I think the one thing I want to ask you, though, is it's one thing to come up with an idea. It's another thing to turn it from sort of, you know, idea to reality. And so that's a process. You got to get it manufactured. You got to get it distributed. That's a lot of work.
It was, I don't think I could do it again. I'm so glad I did it. But it was literally the hardest thing I have ever done.
Without getting in the weeds, cliff notes here. What'd you do? You found somebody to make it. You found somebody to help you promote it. Is that basically what it was?
Well, okay. So I drew it on a napkin. Then I had to get a prototype. That took a year. You know, I was running this company out of my minivan, because I had three kids and I was constantly on the go. So it was so many no's, but I finally got a prototype. I went to social media. If it wasn't for social media, I wouldn't be here. Because other families across the U.S. and abroad, Caroline's Card is in many other countries, they saw it and they were like, why does my store not have this? So then took me another year or two to find a manufacturer that would make it.
There it is. Okay, great. All right, Drew, thank you so very much. Good luck with all of this. Interesting to hear your story. Mother is the mother of invention sometimes. All right, Drew Long, thanks so much. And Fox 11 News in Depth will continue right after this break. Don't go away. That's it for this week's Fox 11 News in Depth. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.